He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. This morning, to think about the hands of Jesus, that we had this woman that had this spirit for 18 years, and as Jesus Christ is also God, can heal. And how many times in the gospel that he used his hands to both forgive somebody or give them healthiness, to bring them back to the world, if you will. And always he was doing it in both, you know, directions, with, again, physically healings, but more important, spiritually healings. And he did it over and over and over. Now, I think it's amazing to think about Jesus, other ways that he uses hands. You know, he used it, I mean, he was nailed through his hands. During his mission, he was teaching with the Eucharist, his body and blood, as he lifted it up, both the bread and the wine. Or when he was feeding the poor, those that were hungry, with the loaves and the fish, doing the same type of thing, lifting it up. You know, eventually he put his hands to teach his apostles to forgive sins, to go out to the world and proclaim the good news. It's really cool because then through 2,000 years, that kind of obviously different physically hands, but the spiritual hands that come through of what Jesus began with things like ordination, the same hands went from generation to generation to generation to be called a priest, or the anointing of the sick, where a priest uses his hands in oil to heal. And not always physically, but spiritually, always spiritually. Or forgiveness of sins, you know, to pray over somebody for the confession and the absolution. It's just amazing to think about what Jesus did himself and what he does now. Because I always mention how in history we know more about Jesus, really, than the apostles. They were there for 3 years. We've had 2,000 years of history of studying and learning and praying with Jesus about the sacraments and history and morality, liturgy. I was, again, thinking about Jesus, how what he did to serve and to heal and to encourage. Let's honor God. Let's honor God for his son today, Jesus, and continue to grow in our relationship with him and our relationship with our family, our brothers and sisters, and our priests.